Even as coronavirus cases rise in the city of New Bedford, high schoolers are still showing up for in-person classes. And so far, the district has avoided a COVID-19 outbreak in classrooms. WBUR's Carrie Young looks at how this gateway city has been able to do it.
For high school seniors Maxine DeJesus and Raquel Reese, heading back to the classroom has been a strange experience.
So it feels weirdly empty, but also it feels the same.
Even though it does kind of feel like some sort of post-apocalyptic society.
Hallways are now one way, and it's eerily quiet. Everyone's wearing a mask, so there's not as much talking in between classes. And in the cafeteria, there's plexiglass everywhere, between the chairs and dividing the tables.
We made the joke like, hey, we're in a prison and, you know, we're in an aquarium and, you know, you're poking at the fish.
Even so, these students say they really like going to school 2 days a week. And while all of the precautions can make class time feel a little weird, school leaders say they have helped keep in-school transmission at bay. There have been at least 15 confirmed coronavirus cases among students and staff at the high school since classrooms reopened. When there is a potential exposure, the cleaning staff kicks into action.
When the custodians show up and they have the classroom step out and they disinfect the whole room, that's happened to me once so far.
Brittany Jenny teaches English as a second language at New Bedford High School. She says she was in the middle of class when she heard a knock at her door. They didn't tell her much, just that she needed to leave. She says the experience was really disruptive.
You know, we kind of just walked, you know, around in the hallway and looked for a place to go. So I'm like balancing the students I have on a video call while at the same time the students I have in person.
Still, she was glad to see the district take sanitizing so seriously.
So there's been no evidence of spread, you know, in buildings or anything like that.
Thomas Anderson is the superintendent of New Bedford Public Schools. His team and public health officials are keeping a close eye on COVID-19 infections every day, especially the ones outside of school. The city of New Bedford has one of the highest positivity rates in the state, 7.3%.
That's how we've been managing it, just sharing what the numbers are, knowing if there's something in a particular neighborhood, how we're addressing it.
Anderson says it helps that the student body is taking the new precautions pretty seriously. Unlike a lot of other districts, there haven't been any big high school parties on the weekends that typically lead to school-wide quarantines. The district also made upgrades to the school's ventilation systems. And to improve buy-in, they included the teachers' union every step of the way. Fred Pearson is the union president.
A lot of towns did not do that. We're working together on issues. We don't have an adversarial relationship right now.
Pearson says that's because the district has been pretty transparent so far. The district publishes all confirmed coronavirus cases connected to schools on its website. And school staff also get an email.
Dear New Bedford High School staff.
Like this one.
We are writing to inform you that a New Bedford High School community member has tested positive for COVID-19.
Staff at the high school, like ESL teacher Brittany Jenny, say she's gotten several of these emails in the last couple of weeks.
The first time we got one, it was like this crazy, oh my gosh, can you believe that it, you know what I mean? Like it was kind of this like weird thing.
But now, Jenny says, in a strange way, she's kind of getting used to seeing them.
There was one week that we had three in a row. So once you've gotten, you know, many, it starts to just get kind of, it starts to feel normal, to be honest. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know if that's, I think it's just a thing.
English teacher Takeru Nagiyoshi adds that while he's gotten used to hearing about new cases, he's never completely comfortable with it.
It's this low-grade stress and fear that is big enough to notice and feel in the pit of your stomach when you're going to school, but not big enough to pull the trigger and make some kind of decisive action.
And Thanksgiving will be a big test for the district. It's something that's weighing on everyone.
I almost feel like we're headed towards this giant iceberg, so to speak.
The district's nursing supervisor, Wanda Nunes, also expressed some concern.
I mean, that there's some anxiety there. You hope that they all do the right thing.
Because trusting everyone to do their part, whether it's social distancing and mask wearing or sharing information, is why New Bedford schools have been able to stay open so far. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.